Welcome to the Millennial Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Bald, aka the Content King. Now, millennials have been known to shake up any industry they touch, and the legal field is really no different. With a market oversaturated with attorneys and more millennials continuing to enter the workforce, I wanted to create this podcast to explore the traditional and not so traditional career paths taken by millennial lawyers. Welcome back to the Millennial Lawyer Podcast. This is Brendan Bald, your original host. After three episodes, we took a little bit of a hiatus. Part of that reason was I was focusing on my acting career, and I thought that this podcast, the Millennial Lawyer tag, would be counterintuitive to what I'm trying to do. But I had an epiphany. I said, boom, the fact that I'm an attorney is what makes me different, so I'm bringing it back. But I'm not coming back alone. I'm bringing my brother along with me, Brad Bald. We did our very first episode together. We had a blast. We killed it. The people loved it. And you gotta give the people what they want. Gotta give them what they want. So he's back. This is our revamped episode. We're gonna be bringing content all about law, law grads, millennial lawyers, and just millennial professionals in general. Some lifestyle episodes as well. So Brad, give a little intro for the people.
We saw so much buzz after the first episode. It only felt right to revamp this bad boy. Brendan was right. I've really bugged him for the past 4 to 5 months. Obviously, he's been involved with a lot of extracurricular activities, but we're here to revamp it, talk all things law school, attorney lifestyle, fitness lifestyle, health lifestyle, you name it. We talk about it all, but we're excited to bring it back. And starting with this episode right here, we are gonna decide on whether it's more advantageous to go from college straight into law school or take some time off, whether that's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5, 10 years, and then go into law school.
This is a big question a lot of young aspiring attorneys ask us, and they ask a lot of other attorneys, is whether or not they should take a few years off. And really, just like anything with law, it depends. But we're gonna go through the pros and cons of each thing. We both technically took some time off. I took about 7-8 months off because I graduated from college early. Brad took about a year off. But here's some of the pros and cons of taking time off. So once you graduate law school, we think it's pretty advantageous to take a few years off. Why? One, it gives you a better idea of what you want to do. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for me, when I first graduated college, I didn't want to go to law school. I was unsure of what I wanted to do. You remember, I worked 3 to 4 jobs trying to figure that out. And it really made me hone in on really what I want to do with my career and future. And I think if I jumped into law school or forced myself to go right out of college, I wouldn't have had the experience. And I definitely wouldn't have been where I am at now.
Well, it's a big investment. I mean, most law schools are $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in tuition. So if you're going for 3 years, you're looking at six figures in tuition, which if you're paying yourself, you're going into a lot of debt. So you should know for sure
absolutely
that this is what you want to do. And taking a few years off gives you the opportunity to do that. Whether you're working in a law firm, working for the public defender's office, working in the state's attorney's office, there's several different ways you can get a foot in the door in the legal atmosphere. And this just gives you a sense of what being an attorney is really like. So you get a sense of whether or not this is something you want to do. That's one thing that's good about taking time off.
And second, it really allows you to build your resume and gain qualified legal experience. Because when you go straight from college, maybe you interned your first, second, third, or fourth year of college, but you're probably not giving it your all. You know, if you took a year to 2 years off, you could work for a law firm. You could volunteer. You could intern by just filing papers with a big law firm. All you're doing is adding lines to the resume and getting your hands-on experience in the legal field.
Yeah, so you definitely get some things on your resume and those jobs you get during law school, those summer internships, those summer associate positions. You're more likely to get those if you have some things on your resume and actually have some professional experience.
For sure.
Now, the third area I think it helps is it gives you confidence as a professional. I feel like a lot of people who go directly from college to law school are still thinking like they're kids. They don't think like they're adults in the professional world. If you take a couple years and you're making a salary, you're making an income, and you're living on your own, you just go into the law school world with a lot more confidence. A lot more confidence in yourself, a lot more confidence interacting with professionals and business professionals,
right,
and working with colleagues. That was a big thing For me, I know when I first started working during law school, I just felt a little insecure when I was working with people, and that's part of the reason I didn't have a lot of work experience. So that's an area I think it helps you that not a lot of people talk about.
And to piggyback off of that, if you're working and interning, you know, regardless of whether it's in the legal field, you're earning money. You're building money to spend in law school. Because I remember I earned, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was some money for through that year off, and that allowed me to go out and have extra cash to buy food during law school. So it wasn't as if I was struggling, you know, to make ends meet. I had a little extra side.
Yeah, and savings is huge, especially with the cost, the price tag of law school. Get a little spending cash, get some cash to help tuition, keep you out of debt as best you can, so you're a little bit more comfortable. But there's really no right or wrong answer here, but those are some of the pros to taking a few years off. But just like with anything, there's cons as well. So the negative aspects of taking a couple years off, and the first one that I think is you get out of study mode the second you get into a professional job after you graduate college. When you're in college, you're used to writing papers, you're used to studying, you're used to working on the weekends, working on nights, depending on what undergrad you went to, if you went to a party school, maybe you didn't do any of that. But you are, when you graduate, still technically in study mode. And when you take several years off to get into the working world, you kind of fall off of study mode. You haven't written papers, you haven't had assignments, you haven't dealt with teachers or been to class. So you're less likely to want to get back into it. You're kind of thrown out of your school vibe, if you will.
Right. And on top of that, the more, or let's say the longer you prolong going to law school, the more life starts to happen. What do I mean by that? You get married, you have
That's
a
true.
Family, you have a kid, you have a mortgage to take care of. And don't get me wrong, I know a lot of people in law school that had two kids, were even pregnant throughout law school, that succeeded and excelled, but it for sure was not easy. Mm-hmm. So ideally, you don't want any extracurricular life challenges bringing you down throughout that process.
Yeah, and if you're a planner, which a lot of people are, and you think logistically and you're like, oh, I'm gonna graduate at age 22, 23, go to law school for 3 years, get my degree, at 26 start working as an attorney, and then I wanna be married by my late 20s and then have kids in my early 30s,
yeah.
Then that's a pro of going directly through. But that's sometimes not the best way to think. I think you shouldn't make that investment unless you're fully into it and fully know what you're doing, but regardless, I still think it's a pro.
Let's jump into some positives about going straight into law school.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned some of the positives as in it being you're in study mode, so you're more likely to do well and work hard.
I think what a lot of people don't realize is if you go straight into law school, generally you're coming from a 4-year college and you're what, 22, 23, maybe
right.
21 when you graduate. And by the time you finish your third year, take the bar, you could very well be 25, sometimes 24, usually
right.
around the 25 to 26 year range, and you're starting your career fairly young. So by the time you reach 30, you've been practicing law for 5 years versus somebody that took 3 to 4 years off. This person comes out and they've grown up with you and they're at the same age, but they're a first year associate, and you're dealing with somebody exactly the same age, but they're a fifth year and maybe in their sixth year and they may partner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of an odd dynamic, and having that experience by the time you get to 30 or 35 and you've been practicing law for close to 10 years, I mean, that's incredible.
And also you got to keep in mind, you need to take the LSATs. I know, I think some schools may be phasing out, but as far as I know, I think it's still the admissions entrance exam that they use to qualify you in or out in law school.
It's the worst.
And you need to study for the LSAT, whether or not you take a class or study on your own. And if you're still in college, it's easier, you're in study mode. You can take the time to study for the LSATs and take the test. But if you've been working full time for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and you've got a girlfriend or a wife, and you've got kids and responsibilities, and you get home at 6, 6:30, and you have dinner, and you're getting ready for the next day, would you rather watch Netflix, or would you rather study for the LSATs? It's a lot more
yeah.
difficult to study for the LSATs if you're actually in the working world. So if you're in college, you're still in that mode, you can bang it out pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah.
So let's circle back. We went through the pros and cons of going straight through or taking time off. Let's get subjective here. What do you think the best thing to do? Go straight through or take a few years off?
I'm gonna give the ultimate legal answer and say it depends. But obviously, since we're on the show, I'll give you my estimate. And I think it's important to take some time off. Mm-hmm. Not just because I took a year off, but from all the pros that we discussed, I think it's extremely, extremely important to build your resume, decide if you really, really want to go to law school for in the first place, and you actually earn a type of respect level and a maturity that's different from somebody that comes straight from college. And I remember talking to firms, big firms, small firms, medium-sized firms, agencies, you name it, they loved hiring somebody that had prior experience, not just legal experience, but prior work experience, because they know that they would come in and get the job done.
I agree, to be honest. I mean, I know it doesn't give you some contrast there, but I think it's better to take time off and really focus on whether or not this is what you want to do. It's a huge investment. Have an idea of what it's like to actually practice law before you go to law school. I think that's extremely important. You'll save money, you'll get a taste of the professional world before you spend 3 years in law school.
Build your resume, hone your interpersonal skills, hone your writing skills. I mean, he's firsthand, he's not practicing law anymore, but he occasionally writes legal articles for various firms around the country. Even if you graduated college, you could start your own blog. Mm-hmm. And granted, there are a lot of law students that have known they wanted to go to law school from the day that they were born. And they had no other choice, they had no other option, they didn't want to do anything else but go to law school. For those people, don't waste time. Go straight into law school.
Just like with everything in life, in law, there are exceptions to every rule. So if you're a crusader and you've known since day one that you want to be an attorney, whether that be a public defense attorney, serve the people in some respect, and you know for sure you come from a family of attorneys, you've worked in law firms, you know what it's like, and you know for a fact in your soul that this is what you want to do, then go straight through. Hell, graduate early and go straight through. It doesn't matter. Do that. But yeah, there's exceptions to every rule. There's no right or wrong answer to this stuff, but we just wanted to give you some pros and cons of what we think, considering he's a practicing lawyer, I'm a law grad who's still a bar attorney but not practicing law and doing something totally different. So that wraps up episode 4 of the Millennial Lawyer Podcast with your co-hosts Brendan Bald and
Brad Bald.
Thank you all so much for tuning in once again. This is the Millennial Lawyer Podcast.
We're back.
We're back, baby. This is the revamp episode. Expect more content from us on the regular. Click that like button. Click that subscribe button. Click that share button. Tag a friend. You name it. Do it all. Millennial Lawyer Podcast. Thank you all so much. Peace out.
We're back, baby. I'm sorry, you know, man.